Now, let's talk about supporting topic sentences with details. What are supporting details, anyway? Paragraphs need a topic sentence and a clear controlling idea. For the controlling idea to be effectively expressed, it must be supported by details. Details such as observations, experiences, facts, testimony, statistics, or examples. Without enough support, a topic sentence remains unproven. Irrelevant details can distract readers and weaken the controlling idea. So, what do you know? Read the following paragraph carefully and think about what the topic sentence is. Then try to think about which sentences are irrelevant. The college must improve its computer system. This semester, almost 500 students did not receive their final grades because of a programming error. The college email system, which is critical to the distance learning department, was down for 2 weeks, preventing students from turning in assignments. The 10-year-old computer system lacks the speed, capacity, and sophistication our college needs. It's the same with the dorms. They are so old, more students are moving off campus. The school does not have enough parking lots to serve the growing number of adult students who want to come to class directly from work to take night classes. To attract students and expand services, the college must provide cutting-edge information technology the current system cannot support. Okay, so you heard the stuff about the computer system. That was the stuff about the topic, right? The topic sentence and the supporting details about, like, the facts and figures that explain why it's, like, so bad. Now, the dorms had nothing at all to do with the topic sentence, so those were irrelevant and needed to be thrown out. So, support does not just repeat ideas. A topic sentence makes a statement or expresses a point of view. The sentences that follow should provide additional information, observations, facts, examples, or quotations. In a rough draft, you may find yourself repeating ideas rather than introducing support. So let's think about also support topic sentences with adequate and relevant details. So topic sentences state an opinion and an observation that require adequate and relevant support. The other sentences should contain details that directly support the topic sentence. They don't just list everything that is one can think about the topic. They are important and they are meaningful. So a topic sentence is a clear statement requiring specific evidence. And it's very important to talk about how the topic sentence makes you interested in reading the details, and the details reflect back on the topic sentence, and they keep you engaged. So, for example, observations and personal experiences. Those are always good, especially if they're relevant, because you connect to them. Examples are good. Facts which are observable and objective details that can be checked, examined, and documented. So, they're different from a personal observation. For example, Tom has an old car. Well, old is a personal impression, and it's debatable. But if you say Tom has a 1984 Mustang, that's a factual statement, and it can be easily verified. Others are statistics and testimony, quotations, and you can blend your support. Well, let's think about this. If you're going to use testimony as support, be sure to avoid using quotations from famous people unless they directly support your topic sentence. So, like, adding quotations by Shakespeare, no matter how impressive, they'll only be, like, distracting. So be sure to make sure that the words clearly support your controlling ideas. Make sure you quote people accurately. Don't rely on your memory. Find the original source. Copy it. Place direct quotations in quotation marks. Very important. Do not take quotations out of context. That is just wrong. It's spurious. You need to make sure that the quotations reflect someone's overall attitudes and experiences, not just isolated outbursts. And if you need to, explain who you are quoting. So testimony is only effective if readers understand that the speaker's knowledge and value are relevant and useful. Just adding random quotations doesn't really impress anybody. So those are a few things to keep in mind about testimony, support, and quotations, and detailed support for your topic sentence.